All right. This is the Mostly True Radio Show with your host Chris Austin and Kate Dowling joining me as always. Always a pleasure. How are you doing, Kate?
I am fantastically delicious. Thanks for asking. You're so are you, lovely.
Some kind of Lucky Charms or something?
Yes, I am, with marshmallows.
And clovers and what else?
Clovers and Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms. There's the four things in the Lucky Charms.
Did a pot of gold.
All right. I'll never get it. It was marshmallows. Wasn't it their shtick?
Yeah.
Their stuff was made marshmallows.
Stars and moons and
stuff. That's what the four things. Okay. Stars and moons and, I don't know.
There you go. Whatever. Inquiring minds want to know, and now they know.
Now nostalgic they know. Minds want to mm-hmm. know. So we got big doings here, right?
We have big doings.
Yeah, something happened at the ferry. Was it on time, or was the crew polite? What happened? It got everybody talking.
You know, it wasn't on time, so that would have been pretty major. That would have been pretty major. Yeah, no, we have a guest here with us today who actually was on the boat yesterday when the crash happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is breaking news for us. First of all, thanks for showing up. Most of our guests don't show up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And Sally, what's your last name?
It's Vedavats.
Vedavats.
Yes.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure.
I heard about, I was looking at Facebook actually mm-hmm. in the comments and people wishing each other, you know, thankfully no one was hurt, which mm-hmm. was really great. And we just, I mean, this was a pretty, you know, terrific, not as in terrific how we use it today, but terrific accident that happened, and you were there. Yeah.
It was very terrifying.
Sure.
I shook all day yesterday after I had two things to do in Seattle. I almost went all the way to, and turned around, went to Tacoma and turned around, but I said, no, I'll get my stuff done, but I was literally shaking. Luckily, my second appointment was a PT, and she got me relaxed.
Oh, nice.
Somewhat, but it was very, very terrifying because I was actually plugged into my headset talking into my sister in Ohio.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was sort of caught up in that, you know, waiting for the ferry, you know, and I look up, and the ferry is going so fast, and it's heading right for those dolphins, and I screamed. I said, oh, my God, we're going to crash. And I screamed, and I dropped the phone, and my sister's going, Sally, are you okay? Oh, my God, honey, are you okay? And I'm saying, and it hit, and then it jolted, and the ripping, and the it was just awful. My car, I have a Mini Cooper, as you know, is the red Mini Cooper in the front. It literally, it's a heavy car for being little. It went like that, you know, it jostled. And I looked over, and then I saw the crashes of the cars on the side of me, and my hearing went out. For an hour, my hearing went out. But that's how, my
loud?
Windows were up, and my hearing went out.
Whoa.
That's how impacted it was for me. And I heard the noise in the car, I said, oh, my gosh, and I saw the damage. I said, oh, my God, this is going to come crashing right through my windshield. I said, I'm seeing my life before my eyes.
Sure.
I said, this is what happens. It's over. And my sisters, you know, are you okay? Are you okay? And screaming, you know, and it was just terrifying.
Oh, my gosh.
And I can only imagine being in that long line like Anne, you know, what it would have been like to be back there and be stuck and not knowing what the heck happened.
Yeah.
But I actually saw it happen.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, after the accident, and I guess they, you know, assess and no one's injured, how did they unload it?
Well, you know, I was able to get off first because they swept up. First of all, everybody was out of the cars taking pictures. I took a few pictures from my car. Mm-hmm. I don't like to do that because sometimes you get in the way. And they were sweeping up. And they were over there, you know, checking those people out, and then they just unloaded us. So I was able to get off because I wasn't trapped like the people next to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was, you know, questioning, what should I do? And I just went on. And then, I understand from, you know, talking to Anne what happened, but they were there for a little bit and had to back out. But
right.
Yeah.
The ones that were on the ramp leading down had to back that. The pictures I've seen, I'm like, how did they get that off? So everyone got off, and then they backed. Okay.
It looks like when I was in Italy a few years ago in Sardinia on the ferries, Oh, you wouldn't believe the backouts and the backing up ramps and backing down ramps. That's what I figured they had to do.
Yikes. Yeah.
So after the impact, how did they approach the dock? Was it under power or did it drift? Or
what, this is the interesting thing. And he came so fast. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, my God, he lost control of the speed. But, you know, then I'm thinking it couldn't have really been true because after he hit and he sort of stopped, he backed up and then he went real slow.
Is that right?
He went real, and that's like, you know, that can't be a problem. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, I'm just making an observation here.
Sure, sure. Right.
That has to be something else because how all of a sudden did he have control
right,
of that?
Right, right. So maybe the steering was out or something, and then, you make a good point. I mean, if you can back up and proceed slowly, then
what
what's the problem? Yeah. Maybe the hitting the thing fixed something.
Oh, yeah.
Ding! Oh,
you know, I'm gonna try that.
You know,
home.
Just take a hammer to it.
Just take a hammer to it. Oh my gosh! Well, and there's, you know, rumors are flying on Facebook as they do, and somebody said the captain was terminated, and somebody said it was an engine room not communicating to the captain, or you know, so there's we don't know until we know, right?
Yeah.
So, until the Coast Guard really get in there, which they're certainly active right now and investigating. But, yeah, we don't know. And I'm very thankful that nobody was hurt. But I also heard that pulling off the ferry, no names were asked. The ferry guys didn't take anybody's information.
No, nobody took any information. They just let the walk-ons go off, and then they just let us all off. And I thought that was kind of odd, too.
Yeah,
it is odd. Jeez.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that, you know, everybody's okay.
Yeah.
Like a crash like that, you think about injuries that happen when your adrenaline's going. Yeah. You know, if you see the ferry not slowing down, you're already in intense kind
of
mode.
I was,
you know?
My neck hurt after that, and I said, well, I've had whiplash before. I'll wait till I feel this morning. Then my hearing went out. My hearing did come back in like an hour, but I didn't sleep last night.
Yeah.
I could not. I woke up at midnight, and I never went back to sleep.
Yeah.
And I just can imagine that it was so much less traumatic for people in the back because they didn't see it. Kind of happens, what, you know, but you saw it. I mean, you were at the tip of the spear, right at the very front of the boat.
You know, I don't know what would have been worse, being trapped and not knowing what's going on, especially in that little tunnel area where the crash was, because, you know, it's so confined.
Yeah.
I don't like being there anyhow.
Yeah.
But actually looking and going, oh, my God, this is it.
Yeah.
This is it. And my poor sister, you know, just
wondering what the heck.
You know, and it was just, you know, it was really traumatic, and it had to, I'm so glad that nobody was hurt. Mm-hmm. I don't even know, were there really any injuries? There were some injuries, but minor injuries.
I haven't heard any injuries.
But, you know, really, trauma is a big injury.
Yeah.
Trauma is a huge injury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think about the ferry workers, too. You know, like, hey, just going to work today. Yeah. And, wow, this happens. So how long have you been an Islander?
Since 2018, January 2018, I came over from a houseboat on West Lake Union.
Oh, my gosh. From one little island it's not an island, it's a boat, but you know, to the island of Vashon.
To Docton, by the water again.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Very nice. Oh, my gosh. And how often do you use the ferry?
Oh, I use it probably at least maybe 4 or 5 times a month, depending on what's going on. I had 2 appointments there. And then coming back, you know, I'm like, oh, gosh, you know, are they going to stick me in some little crowded space? And they did. I got stuck. I'm like, oh, my God. But at least there's all this, you know, there's not like an exposed thing sticking out. I'm just in this little, but what if I can't, you know how you feel like you can't get out?
Right.
You know, but I can tell you, if I had been stuck where those people were, I would have gotten out of the car, walked around to where there was no damage. I wouldn't have sat in that car.
Oh, they did. They did sit in it. Really? I would have done the same thing.
And the other thing I'm always going to do is always going to keep my seatbelt when I'm on there. I did have my seatbelt on because you get jerked around.
Yeah.
I think somebody explained that it sounded like a screeching and then a gigantic can opener. That's exactly right. But first it was this, just, you know, the impact was tremendous.
Oh my gosh. I was commuting on a Wednesday and I have a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And this is horrible to admit. I was thinking about my motorcycle. Like, I would think that the motorcycle would have been knocked right over.
Sure.
Right?
Absolutely.
And I'm like, oh, my baby. My baby would have been knocked on her bum. Well, that would have been horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, of course, I would have been thinking about people. But I took the boat on Wednesday and thankfully did not on Thursday. But when I saw that, I was saying this to you off air that I thought it was a Vash Onion, and Vash Onion is a page that does
satire,
funny,
parody,
yeah, made up stuff, kind of like the show, but.
Yeah, well, I don't think I really have. I spoke to a few of my friends, and they were like, "Oh, you know, I talked to a guy, and he said they always bump into the doc." I said they didn't bump into the doc.
That was not a bump.
They flattened it.
You know?
Oh yeah. And so this morning, when I was on the boat, I took a picture of the dolphin, and I mean, those things are huge. Those pillars.
Yeah.
So oh, a dolphin, they are.
For people that are unaware, a dolphin is those. They're like the bumpers that kind of
huge
guide.
Pylons. Kinda.
Yeah, huge pylons. Just before you hit the dock, I shouldn't say that. Just before you arrive at the dock, and there's massive damage to one of these huge support structures, and you got to think to yourself, what kind of velocity would the boat have been going?
He was going fast.
Yeah.
He was going. I don't understand. I don't. You know. I mean, I grew up on Lake Erie with my dad. We always had a boat, and I understand Lake Erie, but I don't understand if you're in a current. That's a big vessel. I mean. I think he shouldn't have been approaching that quickly.
Yeah.
And all I kept thinking, I'm a swimmer, so, and I have swam in, in Puget Sound. I'm thinking, because, then you start to think the thing's going to sink.
Yeah.
I don't be in a houseboat. It was one of the concerns, is your boat going to sink?
Yep.
And I said, well, the water's low. If I have to, I can swim.
Yeah.
Right.
I can swim.
Right.
And I'll be freezing cold, but man, I'll tell you, I'll swim it.
Yeah. And you can, and there were probably people on there that wouldn't have been able to.
Yeah. Well, you would help people. You would, you
for
could
sure.
get people, help people over there. I think you could maybe nearly walk it because the tide, it wasn't that, the water didn't seem so high to me.
Yeah. Well, this story will continue to unfold, certainly with new updates from the Coast Guard. But, all this stuff that's been happening over the last several years, even pre-pandemic with, lack of certified Coast Guard crew. Mm-hmm. We moved here 7 years ago. And I remember trying to get off island for one of my son's soccer games.
Yeah.
And Sunday morning, it would be like, after the party night of Saturday, all of a sudden Sunday morning, there wouldn't be enough certified Coast Guard crew because they were all hungover. No, I don't know. But anyways, Sunday was always a early mornings was a hard time to get off the island. And then through the pandemic, of course, the ferries just can't catch a break.
Well, my daughter came over, was attempting, she finally did come over. They're down to one boat again, unless they've, the kit's out.
I think it just went back up as of
12, I guess they ran it a few times and it had mechanical problems.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was, so this is why I love Voice of Vashon emergency alerts, because I was sitting on the Fauntleroy side this morning, trying to catch the 7:40 a.m. over here. And I was listening
to
NPR.
That was my daughter. She was trying to catch the 7:40.
Yep. And I was listening to NPR, and NPR said, and the boats are back on schedule after the crash at the Fauntleroy dock, blah, blah, blah. They brought in another boat from, and I'm like, no. The first, five boats of the day were canceled, and the 7:40 is now leaving at 8:32. So the boats are not back on schedule.
Yeah.
But I'm like, really? Seattle is so out of touch with what's happening here on, but I thought I saw
good. My daughter, she left the house around, 12 o'clock, noon, and she was on the next boat. I mean, she got off early, got back to Seattle quickly.
Oh, good.
She didn't have any problems.
Oh, that's great. Okay, yeah, as of 12:17, the boat that had the problem, the mechanical problem that was to replace the crash boat was back on schedule.
Oh, that's probably why she was able to get on so quickly.
But of course, it's island time. You just show up for the boat and hope that one is there.
I know, that's what I do. Yeah. I try not, because then you're disappointed if you had planned to get on one.
Totally. And then
you
always take
day.
One or two boats earlier, and then you'll make your appointment, generally speaking.
I'm telling you, yesterday morning I was having such a good day getting up. I'm going, it's going to be so nice. I'll be in Seattle. I'll go stop and get something to eat. What a great day.
Yeah.
And this happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Just so thankful that, there were people, that got their cars banged up, but, it's that nobody was seriously hurt,
So you got to pre-schedule maritime disaster into your daily routine now if you're taking the
boats late, mechanical problems, and whoopsie.
Yep, missed the dock.
Missed. Totally, completely.
Well, it doesn't really scare me off. I'm staying.
I'm never
you're
leaving
a true
again.
Islander. You're
Go
a true
over
islander.
To Seattle and spend some time. You're really glad you're over here.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, weigh this to that.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Sally. Sure. We really appreciate you coming in. And it's okay. What we're planning on doing is getting a group of you together. I have a few names now that we've collected, just to again, you know, hear about your collective experience and.
Sure.
Archive that, because again, this stuff doesn't happen every day. And again, super thrilled that there weren't any serious injuries and could have been a
lot
worse.
Made it on CNN, my neighbor told me.
Is that right?
Wow. Yeah. Look at Vashon.
Our ineptitude has made, put us on the map.
Now it's probably in Wikipedia too.
That's true.
Oh my God.
Well, thank you so much, Sally, for coming on.
Thank you for, you know, being so attentive to this.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have a calm rest of your weekend.
Yes.
You can go take it easy now more.
Excellent.
Better.
I think that's a good idea.